This is an important part of the show.
Thank you very much to all our Queensland, Tasmanian, South Australian and Northern Territory listeners. You can still listen to the program.
Correct.
If you would like to do that after 9 o'clock, you can listen online, skysportsradio.com.au. For everyone else who's sticking around, do that, because coming up next, we'll have Phil Moss. We'll get a sports update with Tanya. We'll have Dean Bulldog Ritchie and our special guest to have a look at the finals today. I think he used to play for Parramatta, Peter Sterling.
Went okay.
I'm Sarah Wombe. New data reveals that Australian schools are bursting at the seams and aren't meeting global standards when it comes to student-teacher ratios. The Australian Education Union says action must be taken to reverse the trend, or Australian students will continue to fall behind. The results come as a new comparison tool to help parents rate and compare schools across a suite of measures is due to be released tomorrow. The water crisis in New South Wales is expected to get worse within months, as rivers and dams supplying major rural towns with drinking water are forecast to run dry. Official projections published in the Telegraph show dates when rivers and dams could dry up unless there's a significant downpour of rain. Dubbo has been named as the first major town whose rivers could dry up as early as November. Water Minister Melinda Pavey says the state is desperate for rain.
The city, the country, we all need a lot of rain, but we're trying to get as much out of our regional and town water supplies as possible. Respecting every drop of water is the first step, but we're also putting in infrastructure like pipelines. Around Dubbo and the Macquarie Valley, we're fervently putting down bores to ensure that we can find other sources of water.
Meantime, all fires in New South Wales are burning at advice alert level as firefighters manage to get the upper hand on blazes overnight. Firefighters continue to battle about 50 bushfires in tinderbox conditions across Queensland, with the fire danger set to increase in coming days. Crews from Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia and New Zealand are lending a hand to fight the blazes. Brendan Sars of the South Australian Country Fire Service says his contingent heads home tomorrow and their replacements could face tougher conditions.
At this stage, for our shift, well, I don't believe they'll worsen, but I do think later on in the week there are looking at some wind changes and different wind directions which may bring heightened activity.
A woman in Melbourne has been able to get out of her car before it was hit by a train on the Sandringham line this morning. Police say the driver turned onto the railway lines at the intersection of New Street and Beach Road when her car became stuck just after 5 this morning. The woman in her 50s was able to get out of the vehicle before it was hit by the train. She was not injured. The White House has confirmed that Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, has been killed in a US counter-terrorism operation in the Afghan-Pakistan region. It was widely reported on in July, but the White House is now officially confirming it did take place. Reporter Ben Tracy says it's a big loss for al-Qaeda.
The White House is saying that his death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and also the symbolic connection to his father. And they're saying that this will undermine important operational activities of al-Qaeda.
Briefly, Yemen rebels executed a drone strike on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. Huge fires could be seen via satellite from the site. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he remains cautiously optimistic that Brussels and London can agree a last-minute deal to smooth Britain's withdrawal from the European Union on October 31st. This is Air News. Australia faces an uphill battle to avoid defeat in the final Ashes test, as Air Sports' Graham Davis reports.
England worked its way into a strong position, batting all of day three to be 8 for 313 at the close and leading by 382 runs. Denley top-scored with 94 before falling to Siddle, having put on 127 for the third wicket, with Stokes, who was bowled by Lyon for 67, who'd already removed Burns 20 and Root 21. Butler had scored 47 when he was brilliantly held by Labuschagne off Siddle, but the previous ball, Smith had taken his fourth catch, a stunning one-handed effort to dismiss Wokes for 6 for Marsh's second wicket. Graham Davis in London for Air Sports.
GWS overcame the Brisbane Lions by just 3 points in the final quarter of their match, booking a berth in the AFL preliminary final against Collingwood next Saturday. The final score 12-11-83 to 11-14-80. In the NRL, Melbourne Storm will now host the winner of today's Parramatta Eels and Brisbane Broncos elimination final. The Storm lost 12-10 to the Canberra Raiders. And Manly have ended Cronulla's 2019 season after winning against the side 28 points to 16. The USA team finished 7th at the Basketball World Cup after an 87-74 win over Poland. And Brighton and Burnley have drawn 1-1 in their English Premier League match. There were wins for Liverpool, Southampton, Tottenham, Chelsea, Manchester United and Norwich. Australian Independent Radio News.
On Balranald, 97.1 FM. Ralston, 88 FM. Orange, 106.7 FM. And Condobolin, 92.1 FM. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at Spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Exclusive Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Just 2 days left to save up to 30%, plus up to $400 instant savings with Royal Caribbean. Book your South Pacific cruise today from just $999. Conditions apply. Glenwood sorting out a two-car smash, Norwest Boulevard at Greenhill Drive, and the Sydney Running Festival has closed the Harbour Bridge and the Western Distributor. They're the majors. There's a whole lot of other roads closed in Milsons Point, Piemont, the CBD, Darlinghurst and Moore Park as well. Big brand savings is on now at Myer. Enjoy 30 to 50% off selected fashion by Q and Veronica Main for a limited time only. While stocks last, hurry, shop Myer today. I'm Tim Govers, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather heading for a beautiful spring day today. Sunny, top temperature of 26 in Sydney. Even warmer out in the western suburbs. Bank West this afternoon for Parramatta and the Broncos. James, what's the temperature in Coffs Harbour and Dubbo today?
Yeah, Coffs Harbour, they're racing today. Smoke haze and a maximum of 25 degrees. And in Dubbo, we're in desperate need of rain. In Dubbo, it's not coming today. Mostly sunny and 28 degrees.
Australia retain the Ashes.
Sports Radio, the big sports breakfast weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back. It's the final hour of the program. And I tell you what, there's a few nervous nillies in the production team here today with this big game. It's the Eels up against the Broncos out at a sold-out Bankwest Stadium. And for those people, and I urge, we've got a listening audience that goes all around New South Wales. For those
and,
people...
And national.
Not now.
Well, you can listen.
They're online.
Yeah, correct.
Actually, well, hang on. International audience, skysportsradio.com.au. For those people who haven't been out there to Bankwest Stadium, you must do it. It's incredible. It's a brilliant place to watch any rectangular sport. Wait till the Western Sydney Wanderers get there.
Wow. Yeah,
that'll improve them half a goal every game.
That'll be an amazing atmosphere.
Be fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So the
amazing atmosphere this afternoon, James.
The RBB will be there, but they'll be out there in force. I don't know how many Broncos fans will be there. Probably not many, but the Blue and Gold Army has been mobilised, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
You're part of it today.
I am, yeah. Right. I've got to go for Parramatta today.
Forget your Panthers. Forget your Dragons.
I've got to go for Parramatta.
You're a Para supporter
left
today.
Left at home, otherwise.
We're going to speak to the legendary Parramatta halfback, Peter Sterling, very shortly. He's just getting off the plane from Melbourne. Dean Bulldog Ritchie to give us his thoughts on the NRL finals. We'll get a sports update with Tanya. And we'll do some football as well with Phil Moss. And, of course, we'll take your calls on 13 53 53. We're a little bit disappointed not only with the performance of the Australian side in England, but also the selections, Roman.
And it's sort of hard to criticise when you've retained the Ashes, but it's a nonsensical decision to leave Stark out.
Yes.
You could almost argue the same about leaving Warner in, and certainly about winning the toss and deciding not to bat.
So you're going to describe us as nonsensical, because both you and I would have left Warner in.
Yeah, I said you could argue that was
right.
The same. But certainly
right.
The Stark decision and the decision not to bat when you won the toss.
It seems very strange indeed. A couple of upsets in the National Rugby League. I'd imagine it was an upset for the Giants too, to go up there and beat the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And Lions, remember, finished equal top.
That's right.
So
that's right.
They've
so
gone out in straight sets, the Lions and the Lions.
Yeah.
Young team going places though, James.
Absolutely. And our talk topic for today, first among equals, on the back of the extraordinary performances of Steve Smith, where he is the best by a considerable margin within his team's
his
sport.
His average is double any other player on either side.
Yeah, and we've had some really good thoughts on that one. By the way, for Adrian, who ranked, I think he did he win the quiz, Adrian? He was
yes,
talking about the
yes.
Wingman beer. We've already had Earl from Wingman getting contact with the program, so all the owners listen. The
pressure's on.
Yeah.
But the good news for Adrian is,
he said, send me his address, we'll sort out the beer for him. So there you go. Remember, the new 3.5 is out and about. 13 53 53 is the open line number. Let's get the callers there. Adam's on the line. G'day, Adam.
Oh, good morning, James. What a pleasure to be in your company this morning.
Oh, don't tell me you're a Raiders man, Adam.
Oh, bad and mean green machine.
All right, what did you make of the performance?
They've got to drop Croker to win the comp. He shouldn't be in the side.
Oh, jeez. Why do you say that, Adam?
He's there for his goal kicking, for one. And he's missed three. And he's missed the last 4 or 5 weeks. He hasn't hit him well. And, geez, running some traffic at him because he backpedals pretty quick. That's just what I think, anyway.
Won't
it's
happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Won't happen. They're a better side
with
him in them.
I'll tell you what, I think Joe Tarpany makes a huge impact on that side. Good player.
He's going to get time to.
Do you think so?
Well, that was a pretty ordinary shot, that chicken wing. You give it a good reef early on, just before half time.
Well, actually, I forget who was made the point in commentary, but if it was a Melbourne Storm player, we'd be talking about it all day today.
Yeah, good point.
Exactly. Anyway, Queanbeyan, it really is the Queanbeyan Raiders, let's be honest. we just moved there for the corporate sponsorship dollars all them years ago.
Right.
Queanbeyan, up Trumps, Noble Boy, all in the...
all in the Kosciuszko, Adam.
Kosciuszko.
Yeah. Yep, so plenty to cheer for down your way, mate.
What a town. I just saw Ricky actually just walking across Queanbeyan Bridge earlier, looking sharp. This morning, got home early.
He'd be happy.
Thank you, Adam. There you go. I think you can sort of divide by two everything with Adam. You get that sense, don't you? They will not be dropping Jared Croker. 13 53 53, the open line number. Shane's on the line there. G'day, Shane.
Jimmy Ray. Good afternoon. Good morning,
yeah.
Boys.
Good morning, Shane.
Just quickly, you see the breeding for gadding?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
What is the breeding for gadding?
Yep.
Hard spun.
That's it.
Out of stubborn.
That's
oh,
it.
Very good. Very good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
not
nice.
Not bad. Talking about the Bradmans, there's only one other Bradman of any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do much reading on it, but I heard it when I was watching the hockey. Gretzky.
Oh, yes. Wayne Gretzky, yeah.
Yes, the great
Wayne
one.
Gretzky. His record of goals, apparently a bloke has played 20 or 22 seasons and he's still 200 goals behind him.
Yeah, his records will stand the test of time, a bit like Bradman.
He'll never be beaten.
Freakish, yeah, freakish. So, that's a good one.
Before I go, Jimmy.
Yes, Shane?
Just one player I've been reading up. Edward Courtney from West. Tedder Courtney.
Yes.
You know him?
Tedder Courtney. What
his history?
Do know that name, Tedder Courtney. What? Fill me in.
Tedder Courtney. He started at Newtown in 1908, then went to West and Norths and West. Did he have three tours. The original tour was in 1908.
Yeah.
They call him a legendary pioneer. He done all the rebel games against New Zealand while playing rugby union for St George. Then he toured again to England. Then he went to West, and he played 25 matches in the 11-12 Kangaroo Tour. And apparently he played over 300 grade matches before retiring. Courtney even played alongside his son Edward in first grade for West in 24.
Gee.
And then he was named Canterbury's first coach in 1935.
There you go.
He's had a storied career.
Apparently he's a legend from Magpies, and I'm a Maggie supporter. I'd never heard of him.
He played Western Suburbs, yep.
There you go.
Played for Newtown.
Jeez. He's one of six brothers who played for North Sydney. His two brothers died in
the
war.
He's the only father and son ever to play rugby league first grade.
That's a great call, Shane. Yeah, it's amazing when you look back. And that's why the Immortals concept has been so good, to look past or look
correct
further back than World War II, which is what the original concept was, to look beyond that and think of all the great names and players that have been part of the game of rugby league from 1908.
Deserved acknowledgement.
Absolutely.
Deserved acknowledgement for
absolutely.
Contributions to the game.
Yeah, most definitely. Up next, Peter Sterling.
Down his half spine. Can they get it to Sebo for number three? Jennings. Sebo! Hat-trick! 20 tries!
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Well, he's just back in Sydney Town after his calling of the Melbourne Storm Canberra Raiders game. What an incredible game of footy that was. And, of course, we've got the big clash out there at Bankwest Stadium. And it's the Eels in action in semi-final football.
Go Parra.
As we said, I think this bloke used to play for Parramatta. Anyway, we'll get him on the line. Peter Sterling's here. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gents. May I say that you put me in good company this morning. I heard your interview with one of my favourite people in the world, Josh Parr. Well, great jock and a champion young man.
He's a good fella, isn't he, Pete? So,
yeah, good golfer too.
Don't take him on
the golf course, single marker on the golf course.
You know he rides motorbikes too?
Does he?
He's a gun on the motorbikes. Yeah, he loves his need for speed, Josh Parr. So.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Sterling, that was an incredible match for so many reasons down there at Amy Park. What was your big takeout for that one?
The big takeout was, did you notice in the second half when the players ran back out, they ran through flag bearers? That might be a sign of the future.
Funny that.
Wonderful contest, really hard fought, certainly very, very physical. I didn't think it was a game that really opened up at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Canberra did a great job, and I think they showed the mentality that you must have at this stage of the season in finals football, that if that's what it takes, you need to be prepared to win in the 80th minute.
Yeah.
To be patient, and they were rewarded last night for having that mentality and now get the week off.
Exactly. Pete, we had Zorba on earlier saying how important the number seven is in finals footy. Jimmy mentioned last night that he thought Caesar had one of his best games for the Raiders, and he did step up last night. I know the Englishman, particularly Bateman, was outstanding, but so important for that number seven to do his role.
Yeah, I thought Aidan Caesar's second half of the season has been really impressive. And, that's been the area in Canberra for a couple of seasons now. They just haven't quite nailed that right combination.
Mm.
So it's been a masterstroke moving Jack White into 5'8". And then, that has certainly helped the game of Aidan Caesar. I guess, in reference to that, it puts a bit of a spotlight on Bankwest this afternoon too, because the criticism, I suppose, of Brisbane is that they haven't found that combination. So a lot of pressure on Jake Turpin being the number seven. And, whilst they've got a great forward pack, I do think that one of the important areas that Parramatta need to concentrate on is putting a lot of pressure on the littler men, on Turpin and Milford, when they're both up in that front line.
Without putting, delving too much into pathways and all that, Pete, and looking at the halfbacks, is it something we're going to see more and more of in this modern game, given the fact how tough it is physically for people to be in a defensive line, and if you're not, that you get found out very quickly, and to those people who have the ability to control the game and have the skill set to do the same, as in fewer and fewer halfbacks coming through the game these days?
Oh, look, I still think there's plenty of talent coming through, and I don't know if the role has changed that much. What I found worse for me is if you just play in between Ray Price and Brett Kenny, that would
help.
If you can't play well there, you can't play. But, no, look, I'm not that perturbed, especially with so many of the clubs now coming up with, you know, the academies, you know, the excellence academies. And
yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot more effort and time put into the development of young playmakers. I don't know whether, you know, that has been an emphasis in our game for a period of time, but I think that's certainly been recognised now. And we've got some wonderful young players coming through. So, no, look, I'm not that concerned about it. You know, the game has changed in so many different ways, but if you've got a halfback who can manage the game well, who's got a good kicking game and is strong defensively, you know, I think you're in good position. And, you know, Mitchell Moses has clearly had his best season since coming into the top grade. But, you know, he's 24 years of age and he played over 100 first grade games, so it is his time.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, we'll ask you about the Eels Broncos in a second. If I could take you back to Friday night, you talk about a halfback who kicking game, who can manage a game, none better than Cooper Cronk. Luke Carey was fantastic. The Roosters, that first half, methodical but brilliant. They are the team to beat now.
Well, I think they've always been the team to beat, no doubt about that. And it's interesting when you have a look at the development of Luke Keary. If they are grooming him to be the man to take over from Cooper Cronk in that role that Cooper has played, boy, he's a long way in front of where you thought he was going to be. I thought Keary was remarkable the other night. If you have a look at the highlights of that game, he is in every one of them, yet he still does all his little stuff right. You know, he's a strong defender, all the little things that you need to do, but when it comes to the moments in games, he owned them the other night.
Yeah.
So Cooper Cronk has obviously been a wonderful influence on him. You know, I guess when you're talking about the influence of Cooper Cronk, the fact that he was selected in a grand final to play a game where he really didn't touch the ball much and didn't come up with a tackle shows just how important he can be.
Yeah.
Just by being out there and moving the players around and talking to them, and that's never been done in our game before.
No.
Somebody selected that, you know, is not going to be a part of the game as such.
Yeah,
quite unique.
Yeah. I often quote the stats that came out of that game of the 90 times that the halves received the footy, Keary got it 80 times.
Well, Keary had a blind,
Cronk had it 12 times. Yeah. So usually you don't see that. What about Mitch Moses? You've had a little bit to do with him, Pete. There's always pressure that comes on the number seven for the Parramatta Eels. I blame you for that. why has he been able to have his best season in the NRL thus far?
Well, I think he understands his game better now and the game that is needed from him. There's never been any doubt about his natural ability, but, you know, he's a little bit like, you know, maybe a Benji Marshall early in his career as well. A little bit frantic with the football and sort of maybe went for the lower percentage plays too often. But now I think he's just got a really good read on what is required from him. You know, I think he's a wonderful player from a quick play of the ball, so he needs to put himself in a situation to take advantage of that. Kicks the ball really well. You know, he's the personality of the football team. In many ways, I think your number seven, you know, develops into being that. So it's really important that the personality is right, because what they do is infectious. You know, if Mitch's head goes down, you know, the Parramatta players' heads will go down. So you can't allow that to happen. Now, the greatest piece of advice I've ever heard, and it came from Ricky Stewart when he was talking many years ago, I heard him in a shed talk to Ben Roberts. And he said to Ben Roberts, play fast, think slow. And that's, I think, the greatest piece of advice you can give any playmaker, and I think it's applied to Mitch this year. And I'm really confident that he can go out there. He needs to build his game, so the first thing he needs to address this afternoon is his defence. Make sure that the contact is great, and things tend to fall in place after that. Nail his kicking game, and then just make sure that, you know, he's focused, but he's relaxed as well. Plays his game, and as I say, he's infectious to this Parramatta team. So he's a real key this afternoon against a very strong Brisbane side.
Peter, take your point. Read the halves, particularly Mitchell Moses. This game, where will it be won and lost?
Well, if Parramatta play like they did in the second half last week, they'll get beaten, Ray. I thought they were really poor against Manly, who surprisingly just weren't able to take advantage of that. Parramatta need to complete high. I think the best chance for the Eels is to move the Brisbane side around. And I think Parramatta played their best football through second phase play. Mm-hmm. Now, they've scored a number of long-range tries this year from their own half, and that has come from that style of play, especially from a guy like Manu Mahu or a junior Paulo. The other way you move big men around is to kick. I'd like to think that maybe Mitch Mazes will kick early this afternoon and turn these Brisbane players around. And the Broncos, you know, obviously their strength are this unbelievably talented group of big men in the middle there, young players coming through. Yeah. You know, Haas and Fifita and Lodge, you know, if they get some momentum and some ascendancy through the middle, you know, that's going to bring Milford into play and their outside back. So, like all finals game, it's going to be one in the middle, but I think there'll be a different approach. I know there was a golden point match between these two sides only a matter of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I do think that this has the potential that if one side gets on top, that they could actually run away with it to some degree. It's just a matter of which side can put themselves in a position to do that.
Mm-hmm. Pete, we really appreciate your time. Yeah. We know you've just jumped off a plane. You've got commitments with the Footy Show on Channel 9 coming up very shortly, and then, of course, calling the footy this afternoon with Channel 9 as well. Appreciate it, mate, and no doubt we'd love to do it again if that's a possibility.
Anytime, guys. Always good fun.
Thanks, mate. There he is, Peter Sterling, one of the greats of the modern era. Mm. And there you go. He's saying it could be a blowout either way.
Yes, interesting. James, naive question, but Bankwest Stadium, how much will that be a plus for Parramatta?
I went within a whisker of asking Peter Sterling, how much does the stadium play a part today?
Okay. Because so it's not a naive question.
I think it does, no doubt about it. Let's go to a break. After that, we've got a sports update and a whole lot more.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your hosts TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au. On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, a sports update with Tanya Thomas.
A tough day in the field for Australia on day three of the fifth Ashes cricket test at the Oval. The home side started at no wicket for 9 in their second innings and were 8 for 313 at stumps, leading overall by 382. Joe Denley top scored with 94. At the crease, tail-enders Jofra and Leach. For Australia, best of the bowlers, Nathan Lyon with 3 for 22. Canberra will join the Roosters in enjoying next weekend off after coming from behind to beat Melbourne at Amy Park in the NRL qualifying final 12 points to 10. The Raiders have now beaten the Storm twice in Melbourne this season. Storm coach Craig Bellamy says he won't be making any changes as this team did win the minor premiership but would have plenty to say to his side after their performance. At Lotto Land, no second chance for Cronulla, who went down to Manly 28-16. The Sea Eagles were missing a few million dollars in talent through injury and suspension, but managed to lead at 1.18-0. Coach Des Hasler hailed the victory as one of the greatest back-to-the-wall wins in the club's history. They'll take on South in a sudden death semi on Friday night. Meantime, Bankwest Stadium will be a sea of blue and gold this afternoon when Parramatta host Brisbane in the elimination final, the winner to take on Melbourne next Saturday night. A thrilling three-point win for GWS over Brisbane in the AFL elimination final last night at a packed Gabba, 83 points to 80. Brent Daniels broke free to kick with 3 minutes left on the clock to snatch back the lead and the win and break the hearts of the home crowd. Toby Green starred with 30 touches and 2 goals, while Jeremy Cameron booted 3. The Giants advanced to face Collingwood in the second preliminary final at the MCG next Saturday. The AFL has announced that match will be played at 4:35 to enable the Giants to return to Sydney that evening. Arcadia Queen proved she is the real deal and announced herself the horse to beat in the Tab Everest with a stunning Sydney debut at Rose Hill yesterday. Trained by Chris Waller and ridden by James McDonald, she toyed with a quality field to win the Theo Marks Stakes, the same race that launched Winx to superstardom 4 years ago. Meantime, defending Melbourne Cup champ Cross Counter has his final lead-up race tonight when he contests the Irish St Ledger at the Curra. Manchester City suffered its first EPL defeat since January, going down to an injury-laden Norwich at Carrow Road 3-2, while Liverpool continues its 100% success rate for the season with a 3-1 win over Newcastle. Elsewhere, Man United 1, Leicester 0, Sheffield United 0, Southampton 1, Tottenham 4-0 over Crystal Palace and Wolves 2, Chelsea 5. The Boomers battle for the bronze medal tonight against France at the Basketball World Cup in Beijing. Australia is yet to win a medal at a World Cup or Olympic competition. That'll be followed by the gold medal match between Spain and Argentina. And the Sydney Swifts take on the Sunshine Coast Lightning today at 1 o'clock in the Super Netball Grand Final. Swifts' Paige Hadley will lead the team in place of the injured Maddie Proud and says the team is ready for the hostile Brisbane Entertainment Centre crowd. Former Australian captain Liz Ellis says it should go down to the wire as these two have been the best teams all season. Now that's a good segue, believe it or not, into the news at the Senior Swifts. Jimmy, also known as the Rousehill Anglican College C3s, finally cracked it for a premiership yesterday.
Did he win the comp?
Yeah, well, it depends on how you look at it.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. Let's delve deeper.
After a few grand final losses, we finally cracked one.
You got to lose one to win one.
But it was 31-all at full time. So no overtime, no golden point, no penalty shootout, joint premiers.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. No, Jeff.
But didn't you finish minor premiers, Tim?
We did finish minor premiers.
So shouldn't you get it?
No, it's joint premiers.
Joint premiers?
Yeah.
Scandal.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were happy with that. We were, you know, partying like it was 1999. It was fine. We didn't mind that at all.
So you're on your Mad Monday now, essentially.
Well, we had, and believe it or not, we had our big fundraiser trivia night last night for our netball club and our table won.
Comes in threes, ten this afternoon.
Go the Eels.
Parramatta.
Well, let's hope. Yeah. Can I just quickly just shout out to Julianne, Lisa, Fiona, Tracy, Kerry and Karen. Thanks for a great season, girls. And we're talking dominating performances today. Our goal shooter, Julie, out of our 31 goals, she got 31.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. She's a star.
Oh, what a
star.
Star.
She's our Caitlin Bassett.
There you go. Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, so Parramatta, the Swifts and the Boomers, and go. I'll be a happy camper.
There you go. There you go. Well done.
Can I be a little bit self-indulgent?
Absolutely.
Quick cheerio. You met the Rockhampton Seven at Tanya Nowell wedding.
Yes.
Unfortunately, our Auntie Peggy has passed away. Her funeral was yesterday. I couldn't get up there. We couldn't make it to the funeral. So our sincere condolences to everybody. They often listen to the show. And to my cousin Sharon, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. And I hope, what do you say, Jim? I hope the day went as well as can be expected.
Celebrate a lot.
We'll certainly miss a wonderful woman. Order of the British Empire.
Is that right?
Yeah, for her services to charities.
To community. Yeah.
Yeah, and also to, I've got to think what it is now. Anyway, but she's got seen a little medal. It's fantastic. So.
Oh, that is significant.
Yeah, so
a life well lived.
Wonderful lady, yeah.
Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Country Women's Association. She was president of the Country Women's Association, Marnie, in Queensland for many, many years, yeah. and that was her major charity here.
You know, I have a deep association with the Country Women's Association. My mother, Margaret, good morning, Mum, was the national president for 3 years.
Really?
And was the New South Wales president for 3 years.
She'd know my auntie then.
She would know her.
Margaret Boyle.
She was Queensland president.
Wow, yeah, for many years.
This is incredible, Ray.
It's a small world, 6 degrees of separation.
Absolutely.
Get your mum on the line. She'd be listening, wouldn't she?
Time now to speak to Phil Moss around some football. And I'll tell you what courage. What a performance from Manchester United to be ripped apart by injury as much as they have been and to go and secure the 3 points against Leicester was a bright day for that proud club. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Listen, I'm sorry to put a dampener on your intro, but I just want to take it back two steps. How long have you two been working together?
Almost 10 years, would you believe?
That's a good point.
Because I think there is a problem with your lines of communication. You know, just work.
And you've just realised that, Phil?
I hardly speak to him for 3 hours
exactly,
on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm happy to facilitate a meeting between you two if need be. I don't charge that much.
Six degrees of separation, Phil. It's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes.
Well, on the Northern Beaches, it's about two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Studios on the Northern Beaches, we'll take that into consideration. Anyway, good morning. And yes, Jimmy, you are correct. I thought you may embellish that a little bit, as you did, but nevertheless, it was a, let's call it a gritty win over Leicester. I watched it last night, so the eyes are a little bit red this morning. But, yeah, Rashford earned the penalty and dispatched it with some aplomb as well. And Harry Maguire frustrates his old club with that 1-0 win. But I think it was an important one. There was a lot of talk during the week about Solskjaer overseeing the club's worst start in 27 years in the Premier League. So I think that was a good win just to settle the nerves a little bit and take the talk away from that start.
Hey, the only one talking about that was you.
Well, where do you think I got it from? There were headlines all over in England.
Jimmy's worried about his man. No. Tell you what, though, our men have got a perfect start to the season. Early doors, little mini break now for Liverpool.
Yes, they cometh the hour, cometh the man, eh?
Like it.
Because there was a little scare there against Newcastle overnight. They took the lead. A brilliant Jethro Williams goal in the seventh minute. Put Newcastle 1-0 ahead, but then Mane turned it on with some style in the 28th and 40th minute. But the goal of the game, well, there was a brilliant goal from Williams, as I just said. Mane replied in kind almost identically. But then the Salah goal on the end of some absolutely freakish Firmino skill on the edge of the box was something to really behold. And really, it was Liverpool's electrifying front line that... that pulled them back and got the win, and it was well deserved in the end. And you know, in contrast, Manchester City couldn't do the same against Norwich after going down. They were down 2-0. Kenny McLean and Todd Cantwell got the goals in the 18th and 28th minutes for Norwich, and it was a famous victory for Norwich. It'll go down as one of the biggest upsets in EPL history in the regular season. And I had to laugh, Daniel Farke. And stop with the headlines there, Jimmy. I know what you're thinking,
okay.
But the manager for Norwich said he's going to celebrate with a cake and a coffee on his sofa.
There you go. He's going to go all out.
Yeah, don't go too over the top. Yeah, I just can't help but think there's a little bit of a happy lilt in your voice after the announcement of Manchester City missing out on the points there. I hope you're not letting your bias come into play there, Phil. But anyway, Chelsea...
He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, Chelsea, five goals, and then Tottenham. And we see Tottenham win 4-0, and you immediately go, right, how many did Harry get? He didn't get any.
You know what? In my notes here, Jimmy, I've got... The biggest headline out of this game was no Harry Kane goals.
No Harry. and I had to check that he was playing.
Yeah, so did I. Well, he laid on an assist, but Son Heung-min took all the headlines in this one. He scored two fantastic goals, and Eric Lamela wrapped it up for Spurs. But that's an important one because as much as there's been talk about Manchester United's stuttering start of the season, the same can be said of Spurs and all that talk around whether Pochettino had sort of run dry of ideas, which I think is very, very harsh, considering what he did with them over the years and then culminating in that Champions League final last season. Mm-hmm. And also the Christian Eriksen talk, will he stay, will he go? So I think this is a really good win, an emphatic statement by Spurs that, you know, the international break's over. They mean business. Yes, it's Crystal Palace, all due respect to Palace fans. But you can only beat what's in front of you, and they did it with some aplomb.
Yeah, 4-0 is the thumping. Three games to go to finish round five, and we've got Mossy's multi coming up here. You like Everton and Arsenal in particular, Phil?
Yeah, and I like the way you've changed it from Mossy's moral to Mossy's multi, Ray, because as we know, I don't have any morals. I think Everton away to Bournemouth will get the win there. Arsenal, I think, will beat Watford at Watford, and I think the Villa West Ham game will end in a draw. So I think it's paying about $16, somewhere around that mark. So I think it's a decent multi overnight.
Okay. Yeah, no, we've changed the name because we need you to get one up here in a minute. But anyway, so that's why the name has been.
You might fall over if I get one up.
That's right, I would fall over. Yes, well done, the Socceroos. But I wanted to, we were just talking about it earlier, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it. We know that they've literally been the Wanderers for the last, is it three seasons that they haven't had a regular home ground? Yeah. What impact do you think this new stadium at Bankwest is going to have on the season of the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Oh, I think it's going to give them a 12th man every week, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Every week they play at home. I mean, if you take your mind back to the old Pertic Stadium,
yeah.
as an opposing coach, it was an intimidating atmosphere. It was fantastic. Like, it was great being involved in it. And the game used to go so quickly because the atmosphere was just bumping for 95 minutes. And I think they've got a lot to look forward to. I think Bubble is building a very good squad there. I think they're still probably one striker short. Mitchell Duke looks like he'd be right to start the season after suffering an injury. But I still think they need one more up front probably. But that place will be rocking. It's a fantastic stadium. From what I've seen, I haven't actually walked it myself, but from what I've seen on TV, the atmosphere that comes across in the rugby league games is unbelievable.
Yeah. Got to get out there. Hey, Phil, just back to that World Cup qualifier, Australia, the Socceroos beat Kuwait 3-0. A lot of social media chatter, though, about the Socceroos' performance. Australian football fans are obviously passionate. What was your take?
Well, unfounded for me, Ray. You go to Kuwait and you win 3-0 to get the World Cup qualifying campaign off and running. I think that's a perfect night. You can only do what's in front of you, as we've said many times. And I thought the fact that Leckie scored two was fantastic. And Aaron Moy scored a world-class goal. We've still got Tommy Rogic, Zani, Milligan, who weren't even in the squad. But Milligan pulled out injured, obviously. But yeah, I just think this criticism comes from almost being a victim of our own success. We're actually gunning for our fifth straight World Cup finals after not making it for 32 years. Now, I know the qualification path has changed from South America to Asia, and I think the Asian qualifying path is much fairer because it's over a longer period with more games instead of a one-off home and away cutthroat tie against the fifth-place South American team.
Yeah.
But I just think we need to settle right down because, you know, we don't have a glut of our Socceroos playing at the top level.
Yeah.
Probably our most tried and tested Socceroo is Matt Leckie, who's been playing at the Bundesliga for an extended period of time. But you've got Moy and Matty Ryan, who are playing at Brighton, with all due respect, one of the lower Premier League teams, and a couple of boys in Scotland.
Yeah.
We really need to take Scotland stock and be realistic.
Well said.
Look, if you did come in today, I had a carton of Wingman beer for you. But anyway, maybe next week.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no threat of Bulldog Richie or Zorba taking off me because I'm never coming to the game.
Good comeback.
Fair enough. Yes, touche. Good on you, Mossy. We'll speak next week.
Have a great day, boys. Don't get sunburned.
Phil Mosser, wise words as well. Just before we go to a break, morning, Jimmy and Ray. Group 9 grand final today. The Tumut Blues up against Wagga's South City Bulls. What about the Gundagai Tigers? Three teams in the lower grade, smallest town in the group. Dossie.
Well done.
Good on you, Dossie. And, of course, one of their alumni turning out on the wing at Bankwest Stadium today.
That is.
Mike Acevo.
Oh, there you go.
Played down at Gundagai as well. And this is Paul at Huskisson. Geez, Jimmy, for an ex-South player, you're saying Manly have a better chance to win the comp is staggering. You're as solid as a pet. No, we can't say pensions. No, whatever. What I really should clarify on that is, at $10 South and Manly 26, there is much more value in my mind with Manly at 26.
Fair enough.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Dean Bulldog Richie. Thanks for your support, Ray.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do. Thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges. Or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box or to order one for your workplace. Search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
Lenny the Shark.
Racing in the Miracle Mile, the 50th running. Lazarus and our Waikiki Beach are trying to wind up. The leader narrowly is Lenny the Shark. Smolder and Lazarus, they're trying to close, but Lenny's trying to lift. Here's Smolder on the inside. Lenny the Shark and Smolder. Lenny's just in front. I think he might have got there. Lenny the Shark and nose to Smolder.
Lenny
Lenny the Shark.
Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales, where there's a value for money stallion for everyone. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Dummy half, tackle four, Roosters set it up, Kerry to Konda, Kerry has the keys to the door, help yourself Boyd.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, 15 minutes remaining in the program. We can't wait for this big game out there at Bankwest Stadium this afternoon.
You're calling this afternoon?
I am. Oh, I'm looking forward to calling that one. I can't wait to get out there. I've got no doubt that the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph will be there as well. Dean Bulldog Ritchie joins us on the line. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. I certainly will, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to it. 30,000 fell out. It sold out. It's one of the quickest in modern history in terms of a semi-final, so it will be absolutely pumping out there, particularly after last night, two extraordinary results, which has really thrown this semi-final series on its head.
Can the Raiders go all the way, Dino?
Oh, most certainly. I think we showed that last night, Ray. They were down and out, I thought, several times in that game, but they just hung in there. They hung in there, and then, of course, they scored that late try. They're now one game from a grand final, Ray, so you know, anyone in these top six or seven at the moment, but there'll be six after today, can win the comp. But certainly on Friday night, I thought, as I've said numerous times on this show before, I thought the Roosters were unbelievable. Yeah. But they are a notch above everyone else. That doesn't always guarantee grand final success. But based on what we saw in that first 40 minutes, I just thought they were playing on a different planet to South Sydney.
And just, you are a Roosters fan too, aren't you? Is that right?
I used to follow the Roosters as a kid, Jimmy. I can't say I'm
Kevin Hastings' man, weren't you, Dino?
I love Hastings and Crusher and Royce Yarlis, but look, yeah, hand on heart, I can't say I follow anyone too closely these days, but certainly as a kid, yeah, I loved old Horry. He was one of my heroes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, well, let's get to the teams. And we know there's a change because of the suspension with Kane Evans. What about for the other 17 for the Eels and how are the Broncos shaping up?
Yeah, that's the 4 o'clock kickoff, of course. Jimmy, Kane Evans suspended on Tuesday night. Daniel Alvaro will now start. Tepai Moroa will come onto the bench for the Eels. And, of course, let's not forget that Nathan Brown has served his 2-game suspension and he will return, which is a huge boost
huge.
For Parramatta. No late surprises expected from Anthony Seibold. Jimmy, on Tuesday night, he brought Joe Offa-Hengawi back. He'd missed 2 games through a calf injury. And one of the two players admitted last night was Sean Fenton, the former Raider and Cowboy. But we're expecting essentially the Broncos to be 1 through 17. And the Eels have had a fairly settled preparation outside, of course, of Evans's omission.
Do you know who wins?
I think Parramatta will win, Ray. I just think the home ground advantage might be a bit too much. The Broncos, I've said to Jimmy numerous times in the last few weeks that I think huge things are in front of the Broncos with that young forward pack. Their time probably isn't now, but in another year or two, I think they will be right there at the coalface of semi-finals. But I think today, Eels at home, Ray, and I think Mitchell Moses has really stood up this year. Of course, there's the Fevo element, Blake Ferguson. They've got a very, very good football team, Parramatta. I don't think Parramatta can win the premiership, but I think they can win today.
What about, speaking of those young forwards, are they going to keep them all? There's a lot of news and noise around Dave Fifita and what the latest is there, mate.
Yeah, he's in negotiations right now, Jimmy. As we know, there's a few clubs out there prepared to shell out $1 million a year for this young kid. Extraordinary money, given we all see what a player he's going to be, but he is still very young. Look, I am hearing, though, that he will stay at the Broncos. His upgraded deal will be worth about $700 a year, which is good coin, but it does mean, Jimmy, that he would be sacrificing up to $300 a season to play at the Broncos. Now, as we know, though, the Broncos have a great selling point. They always say you can save unders here but you will make that money up through endorsements in a one-team town. So I think you'll find that David Fafita will spurn other offers and stay, albeit he could be costing himself around $300K a year to remain at Red Hill.
Wouldn't you love some disclosure around third parties and what
it's
they get?
It's been your bugbear for years, isn't it, James?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Oh, well, when Dean says something like that, don't you go, oh, okay, well, you're talking about the economics of it. He's giving up this to keep this.
Correct.
Well, what does he actually keep and what does he give up?
Mm. It's an intriguing one. Hey, Dino, you got some news on Pappenhausen?
Yeah, I think you'll find, Ray, his manager, the former NRL player, Clinton Chabosky, went down to Melbourne during the week. This kid is growing in stature with each and every game. I thought he was quite impressive times again last night. There is some interest out there, but I think you'll find that he will stay in Melbourne, but quite clearly the Storm are just a tad concerned about interest coming in from other clubs. So, yeah, Chabosky flew down there during the week. They're hoping to get the deal done sooner rather than later. I don't think you'll find that Ryan Pappenhausen will be on the move from the Melbourne Storm any time in the near future.
It's amazing how it can change. You know, he was offered a round of clubs at the start of this year, like after the pre-season. And the reason they did it was they thought, well, we've got Drinkwater.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jerome Hughes. Probably was just holding this kid back. Now he's highly sought after and on the market. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how things can turn around. Dino, any other news around, mate?
Jimmy, I think you'll find that the Roosters are getting close to re-signing Joseph Manu, who has absolutely blitzed it this year. In terms of form, he's probably gone ahead of Latrell Mitchell for Roosters centres. On the Mitchell front, it's just gone a little bit quiet. No one quite knows what's happening with Latrell. He's not off till the end of next year, but interest, of course, can come in from November 1. But I think you'll find that the Roosters' talks are ongoing with Manu. He doesn't want to go anywhere. The Roosters don't want him to go anywhere. It's a matter of finding the right figure somewhere in the middle there. And again, I think you'll find that he is fairly close to inking a new deal out there at Bondi.
The incredible thing about Joseph Manu is that, yeah, he's killing them on that right centre position, but he played fullback a couple of times this year in the absence of James Tedesco. He ran for nearly 300 metres in one of those games.
Wow.
So he's just going, oh, by the way, I can also play fullback as well.
Pass he threw.
The pass was exceptional.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was brilliant, brilliant. All right, Dino, we're getting ready for this game. You've tipped the Parramatta Eels, not to go all the way, but certainly to win today.
Yeah, I think they'll win today, Jimmy. And just before I go, I did that TV show with you during the week. You bagged me for tipping Manly. You thought I was an imbecile, and now I'm waiting for my apology. Go on,
You won't get one, Dino. You're mean the one to get one, Dino.
Dino, what I did say was that you're...
I'm sorry, Bulldog. Go on, say it.
You're biased towards the place you live.
He got it right.
And if Dez...
Dino got it right.
If Dez found out that you'd been tipping against Manly, he'd never let you into training again.
Oh, Dez doesn't let us in anyway.
Right. Dino, I'm sorry. You are correct. You were quite astute in picking Manly to
panel
win.
Operator Hamish, social media, get that apology out for the wider world.
That is my segue in next week.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Good on you, Dino.
Good on you, Dino. I'll see you out there today.
Cheers, boys.
Dean Bulldog Ritchie, the number one. Actually, the number one, I'm going to rethink that. But anyway.
You bagged him, did you?
No, the number one tipster. Actually, now he's the number
one. You bagged the poor guy.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Jimmy, Gunner guy, smallest town, biggest checkbook. That's from Ori. Good on you, Ori. Didn't know that. Jimmy and Ray, did you receive my talk topic email? Andrew Johns, Timmy Cahill, as being dominant, first among equals.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kind regards from Sporty Gap. By the way, yeah, it's not an email, it's an SMS, just to clear that up. Time now to speak to Scotty Foss. He's a cock-a-hoop at the moment. You know why?
Mm.
Wente
got
had
through
a big win. They were leading 20-0.
Yeah.
Then it was 20-all against the Bulldogs.
They got found a way to win.
They got home late on the back of a Bulldogs mistake, I'm sure. I think he was going to be there. G'day, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. We just like to make things a little bit more exciting out of winning.
Oh, dear, mate.
You got through, though, Scotty?
A great win, though. Mm. Sorry, Ray, what was that?
You got through, though, mate. That's the main thing.
Yeah, mate, that's it. The $151 offered a few weeks ago is getting very slim, so I hope someone took the big odds. We're looking good.
I think someone did. Right, did we sell the car last week?
Boys, unfortunately not. We never had any luck last week, so we need to make amends for that.
Mm.
And today I've picked out what will be a great first car for the listeners. We've got a 2008 automatic Mazda 2 Genki on special. Black in colour, the Genki comes with a sports body kit, alloy wheels, a rear spoiler and fog light for its look. It's packed full of safety and comfort options like ABS brakes, brake assist, six airbags, air conditioning, power steering, power windows. It's got a leather steering wheel and remote central locking. This great little car comes with logbook. It's going to make someone very happy. It's on special for the listeners today at just $6,490. And, boys, we will include the stamp duty with this one as well. So go to the website, www.fosterspecialitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024, and make sure you mention Sky Sports Radio to get this ridiculous driveway price for a great little Mazda 2 Genki automatic hatch.
That is a great price. Jimmy's checking out a Genki as we speak now.
I am. Genki. Yeah, yeah. They've gone all out with a name, haven't they? Mazda Genki.
It doesn't matter as long as it sells.
No,
and
that's
you can,
right.
You can help with finance too, can't you, Scotty?
Yeah, boys, we've got finance as well. So if you're after finance, we've got access to a number of lenders, and this allows us to get the best possible rate. It also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even the Uber drivers, then go to the website, www.fosterspecialitycars.com.au. Well, give us a call now on 96375024 and we'll get you driving a car or a truck as soon as today.
By the way, Genki, Japanese word without a direct English translation, roughly means having energy, pep or health.
Love it.
So
it's good.
Speaking of, Mick Appleby, now there's a bloke with pep. you're still doing business with him at the Good Truck Wholesalers?
What does that mean?
Mate, I think he had plenty of energy when he was playing with you, Jimmy, and he still has now. He's got access to a lot of trucks, so anyone out there that's after a truck, you give us a call. He's got the best and the cheapest in Sydney. So if you can give us a call on 96375024, and Mick Appleby, he'll look after you for all your trucking needs.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Mick came to the Roosters as a front rower, and he ended up playing on the ding-a-ling.
True.
He did.
Did he?
He's the strongest bloke. Seriously. Fantastic. What are you looking at me for? There's not a sting in the tail this time around.
I was waiting for one.
Yeah, I know.
normally there is.
We made mention of it earlier. Well done. Wendy's having a good season,
yeah.
Scotty.
Mate, we've had a great year. As I said earlier, the Canterbury Cup side, they won yesterday. And, boys, they're through to the Grand Final qualifier next week. That's going to be against Mounties. I think that's going to be at Cogra Oval next Saturday.
Yes.
You'll probably be out there.
Yes.
I unfortunately will not be there because the younger brother, Matty, the all-time great cricketer, is actually getting married next week up in Queensland.
Oh.
So I won't be available at that game, but congratulations to Matt and Emily for next week.
Anyway. I hope he's made the most of his cricketing career because that'll end very shortly after getting married.
Say
it will.
Like that.
It can. It happened to me.
What?
It did.
Well, you're never home on weekends now. What difference does it make?
That's and as Jared quite rightly pointed out, now they've gone on holidays.
Get away from
me.
They've
left me at home. They can't wait. They're so excited. Good on you, Scotty.
All right, boys. Have a great afternoon and go the Eels.
Yeah,
go
on
the
you,
Eels.
Scotty.
Yeah, go the Eels. There's Scotty Foster from C. Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Check them out online, fosterspecialitycars.com.au. I reckon we've got time to squeeze in
one more
another
call. Yeah.
Mate. Let's go to James up there at Merriweather. G'day, James.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Just give you an update on a couple of local grand finals up here yesterday in the rugby league.
Oh, yes. Good on you, James. Yeah, fire away, mate.
In their inaugural season, the Hamilton Ducks won the grand final 26-14.
Inaugural year, James.
Bears.
First year.
Yes, first
wow.
year.
Big effort.
Their colours are on the movie, The Mighty Ducks.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all ex-teaching graduates, so it's quite an achievement.
Mm.
And also the Stroud Raiders, they ended up losing their grand final, but they did the hand clap that the Canberra Raiders.
Oh, yep. The Viking clap.
It's taken off that.
Yeah, so it's quite an atmosphere. There's probably about 5,000 or 6,000 there through the day for these grand finals out at Roman Terrace, and there's another set of grand finals with another ground because the Lower Hunter Rugby League is regarded as the biggest rugby league, domestic rugby league competition in the world.
Yeah, right. Good one.
That's good
on you, James. Appreciate the call.
Go the Hamilton Ducks.
That's good rhyming slang now, isn't it?
It is. Hamilton Duck.
Yeah, you know.
Don't go there.
You looked at me. You just agree with everything.
I know where you're going with a lot of these things.
Good rhyming slang.
Work with you for too long, so we've got to move on quickly.
Okay. Exactly. Coming up on Racing HQ, Dubbo Preview with Mick Wallace. Gary Cleese is going to look at Coffs Harbour. Now, remember, the BSB is back
tomorrow.
You won tomorrow
morning?
No.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
Who's our winner?
Our winner, yes. Mm. I wanted to get to that. I think that was Lex. Early on, he mentioned LeBron James.
He was never going to... Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Oh, actually, no.
No, it's your man before Lex.
Lex.
Now, you can't declare Lex the winner.
No, I can.
You just did.
Sorry, Lex.
No, Lex, you've
Lex
got...
Came
no,
second.
No. Lex. Lex is, you just declared Lex. You can't go back on that.
Lex.
I know what you want to do, so Lex, you've won. Good on you, mate.
Lex, I'll tell you what we'll do. Lex and our man who mentioned Richard Hadley, you're both winners today. It's like Tanya's netball.
They just keep winning.
Joint premiers.
Okay.
Joint premiers.
Fair enough. Good call.
Okay. Lex and our man.